As an immigration lawyer and member of Milwaukee's Fire and Police Commission, Marissa Bell Cabrera says she'll be a more effective advocate for getting the city's South Side its fair share of state resources.
Based on my own personal experience living in this district and just what I hear at the doors from voters, they don't really feel that he's done a lot.
She says incumbent Josh Zepnik is slow to react to community concerns.
I am more knowledgeable as far as what the people want, and I would take proactive steps to try to make those things happen.
Josh Zepnik says he's brought money in to redevelop the Menominee Valley along I-94.
I also sat on a committee that steered millions of dollars into rebuilding South 27th Street as well as historic Leighton Boulevard.
Zepnik says he's been fighting for issues that matter to district voters.
Protecting senior care, expanding the Medicaid program so that more people qualify, you know, expanding the earned income tax credit.
Zepnik also worked to toughen drunk driving laws. He was arrested for his own DUI in October and found guilty. He says he's 9 months sober and hopes to lead by example by taking responsibility for his mistakes. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.